The big man with the cigar pinched between thumb and forefinger towered over the bound, quivering form of Eddie Bio, one foot on the fallen man's throat like a gladiator stamping victory on a vanquished foe. The foot was shod in a woven leather sandal, less gladiator than plain old Hirachi. And the sock had a hole in the big toe, but even so, it was pretty clear who was in charge. The 6-inch-long, pencil-thin Panatella had a name. It was a Gloria Cubana Medaille d'Or No. 4. But the big man's name had disappeared along with his mother when he was a little boy, and for 2 decades he thought of himself only by the cipher bestowed on him when the Wiz plucked him out of the orphanage in New Orleans. Melchior, one of the 3 wise men. The black one, to be specific, which told you something about the way he was perceived in Langley, as well as about the Wiz's less-than-genteel Mississippi brand of humor. Just looking at him, you couldn't say for sure. His skin had been described by various adjectives, ranging from olive to swarthy to high yellow. One of the maids in the orphanage had told him to embrace his red-bone heritage, and his favorite whore in Havana's Central Bordellos called him Café con Leche, which amused him no end, especially when she said he was good to the last drop. But none of this changed the fact that after 20 years in American intelligence, and despite the fact he stood 6 feet 2 inches tall with shoulders like cantaloupes and thighs reminiscent of wooden barrels, he was still referred to as the Wiz's pickaninny. So, Melchior. He raised the cigar to his mouth to bring up the cherry, the glowing tip illuminated full lips, aquiline nose, dark eyes that gleamed with singularity of intent. A copious amount of brilliantine wasn't quite able to eliminate the curl in his thick, dark locks. He could have been Greek, Sephardic, a horseman from the steppes of the Caucasus, although in his brass-buttoned, double-breasted navy linen suit, he looked like nothing so much as a sugar hacendado from before the Revolution. The suit had, in fact, belonged to a former plantation owner until he'd been executed for crimes against the proletariat. Not that any of this mattered to Eddie Bio.